Andreas Weixler, dia 14 de maio de 2008. So, first of all, present yourself. Tell me what's your background and what have you been working on lately?
Well, my background is musician. I'm a composer of contemporary music, and I specialized in computer music and in real-time processing, and then combined the real-time processing of audio with the real-time processing of video. So now my specialty is the combination of audio-visual interaction. I make concerts and exhibitions on that term, which means sounds are the interface for our computer face. Everything is conducted by the sounds. For example, if it's an instrument, the pitch and the dynamics of the instrument will determine the process of the visuals, and also the audio will be taken to be processed for electronic music, ambient sound.
Okay. Could you describe any specific work, the last one? I saw one performance of you and your wife, but I don't know the last.
We here for Interface Culture in Linz, we made a presentation concert at Ars Electronica 2005. This performance was called Erinnerung in jeden Laut. This is a performance for a Chinese instrument, a Yangtze, and our audio-visual interactive system. The most recent work I work on is now for the ICMC 08 in Belfast, which is the International Computer Music Conference. There we make a bigger project, continuing from that work from 2005 on, and so all my works are linked together. This will be for Irish traditional instruments and contemporary Western instruments. And for me, the new thing is it will be a big group of musicians, not a single performer or not only a few performers. It will be a group, so which gives more bigger tasks on processing to have single channels for audio and for visual processing. So this is what I'm working now on. All my works are somehow related. So even the work I write from acoustical instruments are related to electronic works, as I use the sounds for making electronic sound processing and make pure electronic music. So this means electroacoustic music concerts. And also the skills I learned from there, I then put into our live concerts where the live instrument and the live computing is happening.
Okay. Which relations do you see between your work and the other fields of knowledge?
What do you mean? Other knowledge.
How do
Ah.
how is the contact with science,
Yeah.
engineering, and so
Well,
on?
there are several points which touch other sciences. Well, I'm also studied sound engineering, so I'm very related to sound electronics of sound and processing and acoustics. I'm also very interested in physics. And so as my partner Cillian Zhang and I, we both write the programs ourselves. We need to have some programming skills and also need to know something about digital music processing and visual processing as well. So I would say the other fields we are in contact with are mainly computer processing and also some kind of physics, because in acoustics you handle physics.
Who and what are your main references? I mean, aesthetics, philosophics, artistics, and
Main
so on. References.
references.
And what are the main concepts around your work?
Well, the background is contemporary music, I would say, and therefore several contemporary music composers like Desfura in Austria is one of my favorites. But then, of course, I'm linked to the old electronic music, so like Rissé, and but I'm also in contact with minimal music like Philip Glass, Steve Reich, and those things have to do with my work. It has to do in that way that I think minimal music is a type of algorithmic composition, because algorithmic composition,
yeah.
And it starts with minimal music, where the mathematical rules which determine the music are very simple but effective. And in contemporary music, there are even more complicated concept of algorithmic composition. Then, of course, I like very much other musics, like pop and rock music and jazz music. So the joy of music for mine comes from there, although my music doesn't sound like that.
Okay. How is your work process from the creative process to the execution of the work?
That's a work in progress. So I do some performances and learn something out of it, and then do it again in another performance place and do it better or have some new ideas. This is a principal concept, so I learn over the years. And then it's very important to work for special events and for special people. That's what I like. So I don't choose people by their instruments or their premier skill. I more choose partners by their psychological, let's say, possibilities. So how I can get along with them, and how the people I work with can get along with each other. So, and what they bring in a project then will form the project.
Okay. I would ask about the visual aspects related to the music.
So Celian Chuang is programming the visuals in our project. And what we want to have is a synesthetic effect, which means audio and video together gives you an impression which gives you some excitement or...
Yeah, but it's abstract.
It's very abstract, people. Very abstract, like in ambience. But it comes from real picture. So we either take a camera, which takes the live performer or any live picture, and then we process it into very abstract pictures. Okay. Or we take prepared pictures. But the processing always is in real-time life.
What are the relations between your work and the available technology? And in which ways are they part of your everyday work?
I very much benefit from the technical developments nowadays. So since I work, I would say, more than 15 years in that field, I see my work becomes more easier and more interesting as better the computers and electronics get. So every year I get the new possibilities, and if I find a new possibility, I work with it if I like it.
Okay. What do you have to say about the media labs and space for exhibition of interactive art with digital bases? And I want to know your opinion. Maybe critical opinion about since the organization of this space until the sponsorship.
This space or any space?
This, you can take this as example, but it's good to think globally how it happens.
Well, I think that's a network. You need to have institutions of education, like universities or schools, and you need to have institutions of presenting arts, which is a media lab or a gallery or a museum or a theater or a concert hall. And then you have the freelancing artists and you have the teachers, which very often can be the same persons. So I see this triangle of people who work with the art, people who institutions who teach art, and institutions who present art. And I think this is very important. And they, belong to each other, so one couldn't be with the others. Then especially contemporary art and media art, especially, the funding is very important. We are not an industry which make money out of that, what we do. So usually you need funding to do media arts, and also the same is for contemporary music. You don't make so much money as with pop music or anything. So to do this art, you need funding. And those institutions are part of the funding, that you have the possibility to go abroad, to either be there with stipendia for a while and be in a new social field. So I think these institutions, any of them, are very important to give you a social field where you can live and work for a while and also meet people. And then you change place, you go to another place or you go to your home base. But it's very important to switch between the institutions for everyone. And also then for each institution, the others are important. If they're good, you can name them. You know, my students are sent to Yamas in Japan, or my students are sent to Austria to interface culture. Even for the other institution, it's important to have international partners for exchange. This is creating something worthwhile.
Okay. Do you see relations between your work process structure and the social system you live in? And which are they?
I see it in two ways. The one way very strongly is that, especially in Austria, the funding is good for contemporary arts compared to some other countries, and especially in the Western world, also in America and in France and in Germany and in Japan and all those places, you have a culture of funding art. So this is the one way. The other way, I think this gives some individuals, which are artists, a way to live within the society, who live more freely. And this gives them time to reflect about the society and the problems which goes on. And if there are social interested artists, their thoughts about the society will be seen in their artwork. And this artwork then can make all the other people think about the problems or solutions, or make them see the society in a different way. So I think artists and society are good for each other.
Okay. This last one is more related to another topic of my research, that's the relations between space and narrative.
Space and?
Narrative.
Narrative.
So, do you see in your work relations between space and narrative?
Narrative
is like not storytelling, but the rhythm of events, like that. You know.
I don't know.
And maybe in your case, that's more abstract. It's difficult to say about it.
Well,
but when you relate contents to spaces. I'm interested in doing, instead in this, how the these contents, like events, are spread in space. So the question maybe doesn't fit to your work.
Narrative, I would say, any good performance.
Has
a story to tell.
Yeah.
It either is a real story, as we made the story of Heike in Japan, which is a traditional Japanese story. And there was a biwa player. This is a traditional Japanese master who plays an instrument and tells the story. This is traditional artwork. And he worked together with us as media artists, where his instrument and his voice is controlling some pictures which also tell the same story, and the computer follows the story. So you see the picture which belong to his story he's telling in a moment. And then, of course, if he gets excited, the pictures get processed excited. If he gets sad, the pictures turn to be sad. So this is directly narrative. But also abstractly, even it's a contemporary concert with some visuals and there's no real meaning in it, you still have a feeling if it is logical or if it's not useful or it does make any sense. So in that case, and especially in my art, you have a level of storytelling on a very abstract level.
Yeah.
And this is what you then, especially between colleagues, you say that's a good work or it's not a good work, if it makes any sense to you.
Yeah, but...
Even you can tell the story or write it down.
Okay, but related this point to this space, do you make some connections?
To which space?
The space of the performance itself.
No.
No. It depends on... If you do the same work, the same performance, it's not the same, but in another place, but the same...
Well, that's always the point. If we are in different places, some friends, if we go to England to make productions in England, for example, they ask me why you go to England. These are the same computers which you have in Austria. But the point is, if you go there, you meet some other people and you have another surrounding and another culture. And this makes you do different artwork, of course.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, in our installations, for example, we had some audio interactive karaoke installation, which, even the system is same, reacts completely different if Japanese people do it or Spanish people do it. We had this experience because they act differently and then it sounds differently and it looks like differently. In this case, of course, you always, the place you are has an effect on your performance, of course.
Yeah. Could you describe some of these differences a little bit more?
Well,
do you remember some special case?
Well, the Spanish people are just more alive. They're very loud and they have no fear to shout in the microphone and make some performance. But I have to say, as Japanese, we're very controlled, usually in daily life. They know very well the situation of karaoke, which means they sing in a microphone and they hear and see something which should be a real song. So from that point of view, they were quite used to this. But with another cultural background, they know it from karaoke, which of course was our intention to get some similarity to that situation, so they easily get into that, and then it was wonderful, of course. But it's just, and also the language, you know, the sounds they make, they just are different, and so the system reacts differently to the different sounds.
Okay. Do you think you have something else to say about these questions that you forgot to say during the interview, or something that you think it's important to say, because my questions are finished?
Mm-hmm. No.
No?
Not at the moment.
Okay, if you remember, tell me after. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.